Hello, Awe Islanders. Did you know that our past episodes are available on Patreon? That's right. Our Patreon membership includes access to hundreds of past episodes, opportunities to suggest story ideas, and more. Visit patreon.com/Awe Island. That's patreon.com/Awe Island.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Before we begin, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Great job, everyone. Before today's story, let's relax. We'll start by taking a deep dragon breath together. You'll breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. As you breathe out, feel your legs, back, and belly soften, and think of a mama deer gently nudging her baby up onto its feet, encouraging the fawn to stand on its own. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby deer. Relax your arms and shoulders, and let's take another deep dragon breath together. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Now close your eyes and feel your face and neck relax. Imagine that you are the baby fawn with your mama deer. You feel safe and loved. Let's take one more deep dragon breath. Remember to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, like a dragon. Here we go. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Balancing Act. It was a lovely warm afternoon on Awe Island. The neighborhood children were outside enjoying the sun on their faces as they played games with one another. Birds chirped as they glided from tree to tree, and the smell of freshly cut grass traveled on the wind. In his cozy garage, Colin Carr was waking up from his midday nap. As he admired the bright blue sky through his window, he heard the jingle of keys making their way closer to the door of the garage. He shook off his last bit of sleepiness as his driver, Courtney, came through the door. As Courtney pressed the button to open the big rolling garage door, Colin remembered what day it was. "It's Friday today," Colin thought to himself with joy. Colin was happy that it was Friday because it was the day Courtney was going to go camping with her friends. This meant that Colin would get to go to the Ah Wei Island Forest. Colin had never been to the forest before, so he was very excited to see what new roads he would get to drive on today. Courtney sat down in the driver's seat and fastened her seatbelt before guiding Colin skillfully and carefully out of the garage. However, instead of immediately backing onto the street, Courtney brought Colin to a stop in the driveway near the front door. Courtney unbuckled her seatbelt and took a step out of the driver's side door before walking back into the house with a pep in her step. Colin remembered the last time Courtney parked him in the driveway before leaving. "She must be going back inside to gather her belongings before we go," Colin asserted. "I wonder what Courtney is bringing with her today." What Colin saw next surprised him greatly. Courtney came back through the door with not one, not two, but three big bags that were packed so tight, Colin could see Courtney struggling to carry it all. The bags were so heavy that Courtney's arm muscles strained to hold on to everything. She pressed a button on her keys to open Colin's trunk. Then, one by one, she placed her three bags in Colin's trunk, adjusting them until they fit perfectly. Colin understood why Courtney struggled so much to bring out her bags. He could feel the weight of the luggage putting a little pressure on his back wheels. But thankfully, Colin was built to carry this kind of load. He felt secure and ready to drive. Courtney surprised Colin yet again, though. Instead of closing Colin's trunk, she left it open and went back inside the house again. "Oh dear," Colin thought to himself. "If Courtney is going to get more luggage, I don't know if it will all fit." Sure enough, after a couple of minutes, Courtney reappeared with three more bags. Upon bringing them to the open trunk, she paused. "Uh-oh," Courtney muttered to herself. "I don't think there's enough room for everything I need to bring. I would put the bags in the back seat, but then I won't be able to safely see out the back window." Courtney thought momentarily about the problem she now faced. "I think I have an idea," she said. Courtney gently closed Colin's trunk. Colin then watched Courtney jog over to the open garage door and watched as she grabbed some long black straps that had been collecting dust in the corner, along with a large old towel. Courtney carried the towel and straps back towards Colin. On her way out, she closed the garage door. "These should do the trick," Courtney remarked. Colin wasn't quite sure what Courtney was planning, but he trusted that she had a good plan. Courtney took the large brown towel and flung it over the top of Colin's roof. It landed gently, and Courtney walked around Colin, making sure it was squared off just right. Courtney then very carefully lifted and placed the luggage in the center of the towel. Colin imagined that it must look like he was wearing the luggage for a hat. Courtney then opened both back doors and tossed one end of the straps over the top of Colin while holding on to the other end. she climbed into the back seat, grabbed the end she had just thrown, and buckled the two ends together. She adjusted the straps and tightened them so that the straps were hugging the luggage to Colin. Once the luggage was secured to Colin's roof with the straps, Courtney exited the back seat and closed both doors. Colin suddenly understood. "I see," exclaimed Colin to himself. "Since the luggage couldn't fit in my trunk, we are just going to travel with it on top of my roof." Courtney went back into the house shortly and came back out with a smaller box, about the size of a briefcase, but a little thicker. Before Colin could get a chance to get a good look at it, Courtney opened his passenger side door and placed it snugly in the area where a passenger's feet would rest. Courtney closed the door, made sure the house and garage were all locked and safe before rejoining Colin in the driveway. "All right," said Courtney. "It took a little time, but I think we're ready to head out." Courtney sat back down in the driver's seat and fastened her seatbelt. She guided Colin out of the driveway and off they went towards the campsite. Colin immediately felt a little unbalanced, even as they backed out of the driveway slower than normal. Cautiously, Courtney drove through the neighborhood, paying very close attention to see if any children were playing in their yards on this beautiful day. As they exited the neighborhood, Courtney guided Colin towards a road that traveled to the center of the island. Colin felt excited. He had never taken this road before. Tall, narrow pine trees majestically lined the street at perfect intervals, like a green marching band. As they traveled along, Colin began to feel the luggage on the roof shuffling around and wiggling ever so slightly. The road to the forest was full of twists and turns, not straight and smooth like some other roads. Colin began to get concerned. He wanted Courtney's things to stay safe. Courtney looked in her rearview mirror and noticed that the straps that were tight and strong when they left the house had become loose and were flapping around more than she wanted. Immediately, she signaled and pulled over to the side of the road. Then she turned on Colin's hazard lights. Finally, she unbuckled her seatbelt and got out of the car to adjust the straps to make them secure again. Colin felt a slight tug as Courtney re-tightened the straps. It was a relief to know they would reach the campsite with all of the luggage intact. The remainder of the drive was nice and easy. As they made one final turn, Colin saw in front of him a beautiful forest with tall trees and wildlife every direction he looked. There were bright birds flying from tree to tree, a lightly trickling stream in the distance, and a nice parking area in front of it all for Colin to rest in. Courtney brought Colin to a nice stop in one of the spaces, turned his engine off, and began to unpack all of her things. After a few minutes, Courtney had emptied Colin's trunk, brought the luggage off of Colin's roof, and placed the straps nicely in the back seat. Colin could feel himself beginning to get tired, but he didn't see a garage anywhere. Perhaps he was going to sleep outdoors. Colin could feel the air cooling down and the animals began to get quiet as well. Courtney had a surprise for Colin. She got the box from the passenger seat, set it on the ground, and opened it. As she did this, she said to Colin, "I wanted to make sure you stayed safe out there in the forest overnight, so I made sure to buy this a while ago." Colin couldn't believe it. It was a giant gray cover. It was even bigger than him, and Courtney wasted no time draping this large blanket over Colin before securing it nice and tight to the underside of his frame. Colin immediately appreciated the warmth of this unexpected gift wrapped around him. After such a full day of packing and traveling, Colin was ready to rest. As his new cover snuggled him tight, he took a big yawn and closed his eyes. His mind quieted as he thought about all of the things he was grateful for. Colin was grateful for the beautiful weather that he was able to drive through that afternoon. He took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Colin was also grateful for his new cover that would keep him nice and warm overnight while Courtney went camping with friends. Under the cozy cover, he relaxed and took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Finally, Colin was grateful for Courtney and all the fun adventures they had together. He took one last deep dragon breath, in and out. And drifted off to sleep, imagining what the forest might look like in the sunshine and what other adventures he and Courtney might share together tomorrow. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.